1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, everybody. Elliot Vanier here for the next hour. Some great hits for you. I'm Elliot Vanier. And by the way, my wife has just left me. Elliot Vanier Show here for you. Hey, it's about 63 degrees outside. It's a beautiful evening here across the United States. I hope you're digging the sounds that we're putting down for you tonight. If you want to hear something, give us a call here. It's the Elliot Vanier Show, and my children hate me, and my son is on drugs, he is drag, and he just had one installed. All right, Elliot Vanier here. Hey, listen, if you really want to come out and see the big oldie show that we're going to be having, all these cats are going to be there. Just send in your name and address, and we'll get some tickets for you, okay? Come on and see the tickets tonight. Here, Elliot Vanier playing all the big hits for you. And don't forget, I'm suicidal. How about that Eartha Kitt? Isn't she something else? Oh, I love her. Love her dearly. Yeah, Elliot Vanier here with all the big hits for you tonight. Hey, listen, if you got something you want to hear, give us a call. I'd love to talk to you tonight. I am Elliot Vanier. We got the big hits for you. And by the way, I'm suicidal. I have a razor blade hoisted above my wrists. How about that stuff, huh? That's some jive cat there, man, huh? Those cats are jiving and jigging and all that stuff, huh? Elliot Vanier program here. Hey, listen, if you guys are interested in coming out and seeing our big sock hop, we're going to have all the big names out there. Send in your name and address and, of course, on a postcard and tell us how old you are and, you know, where you're at, and we'll send them on out to you. All you have to do is send it on here to the radio station. This is the Elliot Vanier radio program, and I am so sad and I'm so lonely, and I go home to an empty room with no furniture, and I cut the eyes out of pictures of Kate Smith. That is something else, isn't it? That a beautiful classic for you here on the Elliot Vanier program. Hey, listen, about time for me to leave. It's been nice to be with all of you people. I know you don't care one thing about me. I'm going to kill myself right now.
Oh, yeah. How about that great sound there? That's a beautiful sound of Peggy Lee. And welcome here to the John Jay Show here overnight here. And we'll be playing the big hits all the way until 6 a.m. I hope you can stick around with us, okay? By the way, I'm a raging, flaming homosexual. Oh, yeah. There it is. Wayne Newton. How can you not love that? How can you not listen to that song and think, I wish I were him. All right. John Jay program. And I'm John Jay. My life is empty. Yeah, that's not the name of the record. That's the truth. How about that, huh? Great sound there. And we're playing all the hits here tonight. If you want to hear one, just give us a call. Although no one's phoned the radio station in months. And that makes me feel as if what I'm doing is a dead end freak job.
Isn't that wonderful? That's the wonderful, beautiful sounds here this evening on our hit parade. And my name is Sir Reggie, and I'm the British voice that Americans seem to enjoy, so they hire, they hire Brit a year. And here we are playing music in the middle of the night. I'm the only one here at the radio station, and I'm actually much uglier than I sound. Isn't that a great, great sound there with all the saxophones and trumpets and all that nonsense? It's a wonderful song. It's delightful, isn't it? All right, let's play another one here for us. This is a call in. Someone should request this, although no one has. So I'll request it. How about that? It's kind of a unique thing. But that's because I'm lonely.
Thank you. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Our web address is www.philhendry.com.
Our temperature right now outside, about 63 degrees, and I hope you're enjoying the sounds, the rhythms, the melodies here of Sir Reggie at Night. I'm the Limey on the radio. Yes, I'm your Limey friend. All you have to do is call us here for a request. Here's a delightful song. I love this. This is delightful. I sound British, but I'm actually from El Paso, Texas.
All right. Now, as I was saying, our web address, www.philhendryshow.com. What you can do there is find a lot of different things.
Oh, isn't that lovely? That is the beautiful, brilliant, bristling, brilliant, shimmering, sheening sounds of Peggy Lee. And you all know her. Peggy Lee was a wonderful, wonderful singer. Too bad she turned into a bit of a cow, didn't she, later on in her life. She gained a little bit of weight, bloated out, probably from the steroids. And here's another wonderful track here. It's a great singer. I think it's Jack Jones, one of them. An alcoholic, if my understanding remembers. My memory serves me. My memory doesn't serve me very well because I'm an alcoholic.
The website is www.philhendryshow.com. Go there because today is the day that we have unleashed the Bobby Dooley t-shirts. And these are the Deo Spa Bobby Dooley Chick Pink t-shirts. They're out of sight. They're groovy. Check it out at www.philhenryshow.com. The Deo Spa, Bobby Dooley shirts. They are there for you and yours. And while you're there, you may want to pick up some things that you dig, because I know I'm talking primarily to a male audience, but, you know, get a little something for the lady. And I know there's a few chicks out there that are fans of the show, not a lot of them, but if you want something that kind of bespeaks your beautiful frame, something that kind of cloaks itself in a feminine manner over you and isn't some big, boxy, fat trucker T-shirt, this is made especially for the ladies in the audience. Yes, it's the Bobby Dooley Deo Spa T-shirt. Just go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com, and you can check out all the wonderful things we have there in our souvenir shop. And don't forget, if you want to email us, phs@philhenryshow.com. We have a request coming up, and that's where all of our requests come in, at phs@philhenryshow.com. So until then...
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, it's time now for our flashback by request. And this comes to us from Hermos, or Hermos, or Homo, if you will. And he, she, it writes, can you play the twins bit? One is gay and the other is straight. Love your show. Oh, the gay Siamese twins. Oh, this is a classic. Ain't this on one of our best ofs? It ought to be. This thing was sick. Just to set it up. They're Siamese twins. Okay, they're attached. One's gay, the other's straight. Well, you can just imagine the antics. Here it is from 2003 by request. I want to ask you, Frank, where are you guys joined?
Essentially, Phil, we share the same lower body.
We have the same lower body.
And that means that our upper bodies are separate.
So if I'm reading this correctly, you basically, the upper torsos with both, you have two arms and your brother Al does?
That is correct.
That's correct.
Do you have the same, but you have two legs?
We are sharing the same lower body, that is correct.
That's correct.
All right, here is my question. I read, and the reason why we had you on, Frank, you are suing your brother.
I am suing my brother, and the reason is I can't take it any longer. I don't mind being a Siamese twin.
Well, that's not true, because you've always complained about it.
No, I've not complained about it.
One at a time, please, gentlemen.
All right, well, let me say it. I've not complained about it. What I complain about is his orientation sexually as opposed to mine. That's what I complain about. I've never resented being your brother or being a Siamese twin.
Well, that's a load of crap.
That's not a load of crap.
All right, gentlemen, hold on for a minute. This is the... You're suing your brother, why?
I'm suing my brother because he's gay.
Al?
Yes, sir.
What do you think of this?
Well, I think it's a violation of my civil rights. I'm a gay man. I enjoy my orientation. I'm out and I'm proud.
Okay, and what are you suing for, Frank? Because he's gay or...
No, because it's an infringement on my lifestyle. Now, let me explain to you one thing. We're Siamese twins.
Yeah.
Okay, and you heard me when I said we share the same lower body.
Okay.
Jesus, this guy.
Well, I'm sorry, what is to get?
What's to get? He's gay. And he catches.
Oh,
now he gets it.
Now you get it?
So I got to sit there on a Friday night in a gay bar, and I'm straight.
Yeah.
My brother picks up somebody. We come home. We're... And I've got to chew on a towel.
Well, that's bad. Al, couldn't you have a little, you know, I mean...
What am I supposed to infringe on my life because of him?
Well, I mean, he's got to endure this.
I told him just to read it, you know, get a good book.
Get a good book.
Well, that is rough.
So I'm suing him. I don't want him to be gay anymore.
Well, you can't sue a guy for being gay. He's going to be gay, and you're straight.
That's right.
Well, what about when you're having sex?
When I'm having sex, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, but I can't stand it.
Okay, so what do you do, Al, since you're gay?
Well, I try to take my mind off of it. I put headphones on and listen to music, mostly. But, you know, it's horrific.
It's not as horrific as what I got to put up with. I got to... What are you talking about?
Well,
I'm not sure.
Sir, you understand we share the same... This is what I'm trying...
I get it already. I get it.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh, quit making a federal case out of it.
I'm not making a federal case out of it. Like right now, we're in Kmart, okay? And we're walking around and we're looking for a terry cloth robe because he's into that. All I want is a down jacket. I'm going hunting next week.
Well, listen, I hope you guys can figure this out.
Plus, I can't sit down, and yet I can sit down. You see what I'm saying? Because it was a pretty rough night the other night.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, it's tough for us to sit down. Not me. Well, it is for me.
Well, it's your problem.
My problem? It's your problem, too. It's the same. Don't you understand? The same.
All right, gentlemen, I hope you work this problem out. It's been nice talking to you.
All right, there it is, by request, and that is from a listener of ours with a real strange name. And you can, too, request something by sending your email to phs@philhendryshow.com for a bit from our shows gone by. Well, it's time now to read a little bit of email here at the Phil Hendry Show. We usually do it with a little bit of music. So let me just go over here and grab something. I don't know what it is. I don't like to just read stuff cold. I like to have a little something underneath me, if you know what I'm saying. As most guys do. It says here, no track. Ah, here we go. Track one. I think this is, yes, Bob Marley. All right, now, this is from Mike Jones, who writes, Phil, I'm a lifelong 23-year Cleveland Brown fan. Since 1999, they've sucked endless parades of chimp, but I still park it every Sunday to watch them. Do I have any hope that one day they will return to their previous glory? Or is the team destined to cook on the football spit forever? Mike Jones. Mike, the Cleveland Browns' glory goes back, you got to go back to the 60s before the Super Bowl. I mean, yeah, they had the big games against Elway when he kicked their ass. And when else? Well, Brian Sipe years were good, but forget it, man. The Browns need to establish a new glory. Now, what are the teams that have never been to the Super Bowl? Detroit Lions, what's the name of that one team? New Orleans Saints, which, by the way, that mayor down there, you know, the more he talks, the more I like him. He's just wonderful, isn't he? Now he wants to hold on to the Saints' colors and their records just like they did in Cleveland. There's only a little problem. In Cleveland, they cared about the Browns with a deep football tradition. In New Orleans, they don't care about the Saints. They don't care about the town, man. They don't care about whether they got regular garbage pickup, let alone whether they got a football team or not. Anyway, how many teams have not been to the Super Bowl? The New Orleans Saints haven't been to the Super Bowl. The Detroit Lions have not been to the Super Bowl. The Cleveland Browns have not been to the Super Bowl. And don't tell me the Baltimore Ravens have, because they used to be the Browns. They ain't the Browns. The NFL recognizes them as an expansion franchise. Let's see, I think that's it. No, the Tennessee Titans have never been to the Super Bowl, nor the Houston Oilers, as they used to be called. So that's four. So there's not too many teams left, man, that haven't been in the Super Bowl, so I think the odds are getting pretty good. But Cleveland's got a long way to go, man. I think it'll probably be within the next 50 years. Hey, Phil, I love your show. I think you're hilarious. Thanks for the podcasts. Sweet. As one of the 22 women that love your show, I must tell you, the only time you are boring is when you talk about sports. I can live with that. My only other complaint is that I can tell men are designing your women's tees. How about pink? Those are a little red, if you know what I mean. I guess I have to get one anyway so I can represent all 22 of us. You rock. Let me know if you ever need a theme song or a jingle. I'm all over it. Sherry D. So the Cleveland Browns, they began in the 40s, and their glory years were through the 50s and early 60s. By the time the Super Bowl came around, the Browns sucked, although the Browns should have been in the Super Bowl that the Jets won. You realize that should have been an Oakland-Cleveland Super Bowl, not a Jets-Baltimore Super Bowl. However, had it been an Oakland-Cleveland Super Bowl, Cleveland would have won. Now, we wouldn't have had Joe Willie and his endless big fat nose and Susie Colbert getting slobbered on. Hello, Mr. Hendry. I've listened to your show on KSTP AM for over a year. It took me a few shows to figure out that your guests are just you. You are the best at what you do. I have been going back and forth as to getting backstage pass. Today I watched a sample of your webcast, and that was the selling point. You look to be having fun. Thank you very much. Signed the general manager of WCCO, but I want to give his name. Oh, there it is, Chewbacca. All right, Phil, I think I figured out what Noglip stands for. Nostradamus or genius. Life imitates Phil. Show is great. What are you, dumb man? Noglip is when you're drinking freaking Nog and you get it on your lip and somebody thinks you were doing something else.
Gee, I figured out what it is.
This dude is on Sweet Feathery Jesus. You cats over at Sweet Feathery Jesus, you better do a little screening on some of your membership. Sweet Feathery Jesus is a really cool site. It's an unofficial, well, it's a fan site, so I guess it's an official fan site. And it's got some very, very funny stuff there. The Jags have never been in a Super Bowl. The Cardinals have never been in a Super Bowl. The Seahawks have never been in a Super Bowl, and God willing, they never will be. God, I can't stand that team with every breathing, flaming flamer. God, come on, Skins, man. Come on, Skin. Phil, we both agree that the best two shows on TV the past couple of years have been The Office, English, not the American knockoff, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm surprised that you haven't mentioned this year's best show, My Name is Earl. The show is funny enough, but it is worth watching just to catch an occasional glimpse of Catalina. What a dish. She plays a maid in the motel where the boys live, and her best line is, how often do they change the bedspreads here anyway? Catalina, I don't know. I've only worked here a year. It's pretty cool. All right, my name is Earl. I like that cat, Jason Lee. It's Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with more swill.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
If you go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com, and hit This Week in History, This Week in History. Now, this is today, this is the 9th, right? Well, on the 11th, in 1906... Dr. Albert Hofmann was born. Now, Dr. Albert Hofmann was the man who discovered or developed, if you will, LSD. That's right. Anyway, so there it was, 1906, and the cat is working in Sandoz in, Basil? Do you pronounce it like the leaf or the guy? There was a guy named Basil, but the stuff you put in spaghetti sauce. So anyway, he's there, and he's studying derivatives of lysergic acid, which is something that they're working on to see, well, can we use this stuff in the treatment of the mentally deranged? Or just as some kind of a chemical in the treatment of brain or mind disorders. In any event, he was doing this testing, and this included derivatives of this lysergic acid, including what is called systematically reacting the acid group with various reagents. Now, I don't know what any of that means. Some of you are chemists. Now, one of these derivatives became diethylamide, made by the addition of NC2H52. I'm giving you the whole chemistry background, but in any event, LSD was born. And so what happened was, I think Hofmann took a hit of this stuff and went, well, it's fun, but I don't really, what are we going to use it for? It wasn't doing what they wanted it to do. So now, somehow the army got a hold of it. Oh, God. When those guys get their hands on stuff like that, it's anybody's guess. So they tried, you know, you've seen what happened in the Army. The U.S. Army used LSD on unsuspecting, like, I think they were brig prisoners. And these poor guys thought they were losing their freaking minds. In some cases, they did. It was a terrible, terrible thing that the U.S. Army did to those men. And so the worst part is, it was a waste of good acid. So then it got up to Harvard, and that's where it really took off, because it got into the hands of two guys, one guy by the name of Timothy Leary and another guy by the name of Richard Alpert. And these two men were at Harvard. I think they were in the psychology or philosophy or the jackass department or something. And they got their hands on this acid and began to, quote, you know, experiment with it with students to see how it augmented or changed or otherwise sort of altered one's view. And that's when those two guys became like probably the patient zero of the acid heads. Only that guy Alpert stopped dropping acid, and he went off and began writing philosophy and actually wrote some really good books. And Timothy Leary went off and became sort of this interesting popular person. And I met you met Timothy Leary, didn't you, Mark? No, I met him a couple times, and he was a really nice man and a fascinating guy, but just, you know, far beyond the powers of mortal man. You know, the cat's like, you know, way out there. And now I don't know what they do with LSD other than, you know, sell it on the street. The same cut crap people have been buying for years. Yes, acid.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Howard Stern made his debut on satellite radio today. He began his new radio show on Monday by putting to rest rumors that he got married to his longtime girlfriend, model Beth Ostrowski, in a comment complete with a federally banned expletive. Howard said he isn't married. It's a nice feeling that we get along great. We're very happy. I don't want to, blank it up. So he laid right into it there, baby. He has promised everything from stripper poles to live sex in his new show. You know, my wife has Sirius in her car. I got to tell you, it's good. She's got everything, man. I mean, in terms of the music, I haven't heard the other programming. And I know that I told her, lucky you got it, because Howard Stern, she's a huge Howard Stern fan. So now she's figured it out. Well, how do I do it? Well, I don't know. Go to the talk thing. There's like 9 million channels, man. You go to the talk thing and, like, scroll through, and it'll show you which of the shows. But the music's great. It's a lot of different music choices. And now I've got XM on my television at home. DirecTV's offering XM. And you really do have to ask yourself, how long before this becomes the norm? I mean, cable television, I remember when cable TV began. I remember when it became popular, and I know what it is today. And we still got people in this business asking this stupid, ignoramus question. Well, what do you think satellite's going to take off? I mean, why pay for it, huh? Yeah, okay, genius. Well, you just keep thinking that way, man. Jesus, I just saw where freaking XM stock went up again. But, you know, you just keep being the brain surgeon that you are. I don't know. I don't think the satellite thing's going to take off at all, Phil. I think you're barking up the wrong tree there, son. You're right, man. People want to sit and listen to radio that is altered. In other words, the listener, they love it when they're treated like children. When you can't talk to them like adults, and you treat them like children, and you talk to them like they're idiots, that's what they want. They don't want satellite radio where they can get 8 billion different choices, 95 million different things to listen to. Now, does it sound like I'm doing a commercial for... I'm not doing a commercial for satellite radio. I'm telling you what I know, and what I know... Having been in the media game for as long as I've been in, I happen to know how, you know, what the trends are in terms of where people go for their entertainment. Anybody that say one thing I know about America, and this has always been true. Anytime I hear a whole lot of people say they hate something, brother, it's a hit. Anytime I hear a whole lot of people say something ain't going to happen, you can be guaranteed sure it's going to happen. And satellite radio is here, baby. It's here. It's in cars now, man. You can't buy, you get a car, you get an option now. They'll stick it in there for you for free, some of them. I'm going to go down and get it in my car now. But only because I want to sit there and stare at all those, you know, options. Like they have bluegrass. When's the last time you listened to that? I haven't. I think I'm going to start. I'll tell you right now, I'd rather listen to bluegrass than look at Bill O'Reilly's mug one more day. I'd rather, if I look up and I see that guy's kisser one more time, I'm going to be a stone bluegrass fan from here on out. I'm going to be listening to all of them guys. All of that, rolling in my sweet baby's arms, rolling in my... And they have just a million things. So anytime anybody tells you the thing is dead, it ain't dead. It's so alive, it's going to suck your brains out. Jesus. Oh, God. That was that whole thing we did last year. What do you think about satellite? You think it's good? Yes, 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 yes. Not one CEO was sitting in the audience the day we did that talk radio seminar. Not one big shot from any radio company. I'll tell you something else. These guys that are in commercial radio, the terrestrial guys, they're buying stocks. They're buying shares of satellite. They're part owners in some of these companies. So in any event, Howard Stern debuted this morning. He used only a moderate amount of swearing. This is the story I'm reading off of Yahoo. He used only a moderate amount of swearing and said his show was more about ideas, not the use of the F word. Cursing, he said, would be part of the natural progression of speech. I feel this is a culmination of a dream for me, Howard Stern said in an on-air news conference. The only limit is our mind. At the time his October 2004 deal with Sirius was announced, The company said it could be worth up to $500 million over the 5 years. Do you know we have the same agent? Sort of have the same agent. Howard Stern and me?
Maybe I ought to make a phone call to that man.
The other thing is, they can't pay. As I was telling my good friend, Mr. Roberts, Wayne and I worked together in Miami. He of Virginia, me of California, and I got Newman here from New Jersey. We're all over the place. Anyway, I said, you know, look, these guys can't pay because they gave Howard all that bread. The cats that are working for them, the guys, the other talk show hosts, are making 5 cents an hour. Like Jay Thomas is on Sirius. Do you know how much he's making? 25 cents an hour. I don't know how much he's... No, he ain't making any kind of dough, though. They can't pay you, I don't think. Maybe they can. Maybe that's why I got that call from my agent this morning.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So what is Jim Mandich doing now, Wayne? Do you know? Because Jim was great on those Dolphin broadcasts.
They kept him. He's still.
Oh, I gotta ask you: is he on the air? Okay, go ahead.
He's still on. He's still at QAM. The Dolphins are now on that on a station that used to be a barter station. Yeah.
Okay. On FTL, is that what you're saying?
No, the one that was waxy used to be waxy.
Okay. Well, Mandich was great. You know, that screaming and yelling. And I'll tell you why: because when you watch the NFL highlight films, folks at home, and you'd see them on the weekends, and you know how they'll use the radio broadcasts of the different teams, and it'll be that guy, you know, on first and 10, Dan Marino connected for a 30-yard pass. Dan Marino goes back to bat, and you'd hear one guy going, yeah! That was Mandich. That was Mandich. You know, Mandich has 3 Super Bowl rings, got 2 with the Dolphins and 1 with the Steelers, and a very nice guy. He hated my guts because of that whole Brian Cox thing. Now, Jim was okay with me. He just didn't like what went down with Mandich. And is Bo Camper still over there? I guess he's, I don't know where these cats are, but in any event, why did I bring that up? Oh, I know, because we were talking about football and sports and what's the benefit of it being on satellite radio. In any event, here's a very significant figure here from this news story that you guys already know as radio listeners, but you'd be surprised how many numbskulls in the radio business don't get this. From the time that Howard Stern announced that he was going to go to Sirius, they had 600,000 subscribers. By the time the switch came about, 3.3 million. And you know that there are people still in this radio, in this business, still, who will say this. I don't understand the guy's success. I'm, it's wild. No, it's not wild, man. You know, there's certain, here's a guy that got to where he is breaking every rule that's still in the book, that half of these guys still want to adhere to, and yet this guy is pulling $3.3 million for a company that was probably going to be out of business. Out of business! In any event, that's a lot of bread. So, let's see, frequently tested and sparred to the Federal Communications Commission. The Federal Communications Commission is an entity that has gone so far beyond what it was originally chartered for, and it's fine. It's just how I make my living. That's all. It doesn't make any difference to anybody else, and it shouldn't. But they have gone so far beyond what they originally chartered for. It's criminal, but. Who's going to do anything about it, man? We got, you know, when we got such thinkers as Janet Jackson testing the limits of speech and wardrobe malfunctions. And if somebody had to get naked on TV, why did it have to be her?